feel just in a rhythm? How did that feel? It seems like every time they took in the paint, your timing was impeccable. Yeah. You were in the right place at the right time.
I think it's just my teammates helped me a lot. Sometimes when they close out, they can close out knowing I'm going to be back there. So their footwork helped me a lot. Just understanding that I'm going to be out there, I'm helping them, help them play more aggressively. So I think just each time I blocked a shot, I tried to forget about it, just move on to the next play, which is something I try and emphasize this year specifically. So.
Now, is it a timing issue as much as anything to block a shot? Is it a matter of being timing the defender just right?
Yeah, it's a matter of one as well. Sometimes when you're chasing down a block, you know they're going to go left, right, or right, left, so that's easy at the time. But when they're jumping in the paint, it's kind of difficult to time it off 2 feet. But I just try and keep my hands up, try not to body them too much, and just choose my hands really and nothing else.
Now, the old record of 12 blocks was done 3 times, and one of those 12 times against Coach McCaffrey's North Carolina Greensboro.
Really?
So you took his record out of the record books. Does that make you feel good?
Obviously, that makes me feel good. He didn't actually tell me that, but I'm sure I'm going to mention it today at practice.
Make sure you mention it.
I will.
Does your family get to see you play at all?
My mom and dad watch every game online. After the game, they always message me on my phone, so it's always good to talk to them. Plus, I talk to them on Skype over the weekend, so it's always good to hear from them.
You guys are going to be playing, going out doing a Europe trip this summer.
Yeah.
And maybe playing in England. How excited is that?
Yeah, that'll be pretty cool. My mom hasn't actually seen me play in an Iowa uniform before, so that'll always be good. But I'm not sure where we're going, so we're just trying to concentrate on finishing out the season for now.
But have you heard back from any, friends that you got back in England as far as your game the other night? I would imagine your parents obviously got back.
Yeah, my parents and siblings got back to me. Obviously, friends see it via Facebook and Skype, so they just tell me they're proud of me. Just keep it up. Why didn't I get 10 and stuff? So they're gonna be continuously on my case, but it's always good when they continue to show their support of me, even though I'm so far away from home.
How would you describe the friendship that you've been able to develop with Eric from the moment you first got here and you first met him up until now?
Ever since my visit, I just knew someone I could depend on, count on. He's always been there for me in terms of small things like just honest advice about how to improve as a player, giving me rides to and from practice. So I try not to think about it too much. Obviously, we're gonna miss him, but we got this game against Nebraska on Saturday. We have to win for him, then on to the Big Ten tournament. So we're just trying to play for him, really.
You see Nebraska the other night get a win over Minnesota. Is that, maybe get your attention a little bit more, just knowing, okay, hey, this is a team that you shouldn't be taking lightly, even though you're in a good position where if you win?
No, that if they won or lost, it wouldn't have affected us. The coaching staff do a good job of telling us that anyone can win this league. Mm-hmm. It's the best conference in the country. You have to bring your A game every night. So even if they were 0-12 or 12-0, we're going to have the same mindset coming in. It's going to be defense first. Obviously, we're going to run, rebound. So that was a good win for them. Obviously, they're going to come with a lot more confidence, but we have a lot of confidence too coming off a good game at the weekend. So it should be a fun game.